This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More hostages were let go by U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas on Sunday in exchange for the release of more Palestinians in Israeli prisons. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
On Sunday, another group was freed. 17 hostages, including a four-year-old American girl. 19 Palestinians were released in return. The temporary truce between Hamas and Israeli forces is allowing more humanitarian aid into Gaza as well. But there's also another effect. It's allowing some Gazans a moment of reflection in the ruins of what was once their home. Negotiators from Qatar and Egypt and the United States government are pushing for the ceasefire to extend beyond its Monday deadline.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. U.S. President Joe Biden has confirmed Abigail Edan, a four-year-old American girl held hostage by Hamas after her parents were killed, has been released as part of the ceasefire deal in the Israeli Hamas war. The president told reporters Sunday Abigail is safely in Israel.
Thank God she's home. A little shy. I guess can't imagine the enjoyment. I wish I were there to hold her.
She was the first American hostage to be released under terms of the ceasefire. A U.S. Navy warship responded to a distress call from a commercial tanker in the Gulf of Aden that had been seized by armed individuals and is now safe, U.S. officials said on Sunday. The incident, the latest in a series of attacks in Middle Eastern waters since the brutal war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas broke out last month. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone's government said it was in full control on Sunday evening after reporting an attack at a military armory in the capital Freetown that sparked armed clashes, which the president called an attempt to destabilize the state. The West African country has been going through a political crisis following elections in June this year, and authorities have declared a national curfew until further notice. President Julius Maada Bio said late Sunday calm had been restored after what he described as an attempt to undermine peace and stability in the country. Russia launched its largest drone strike to date on Ukraine over the weekend. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
An air raid siren blares amid a Russian drone attack on the Ukrainian capital. The head of the capital city administration, Serhii Popko, called it the most massive air attack by drones on Kyiv. Ukraine's Air Force said it shot down 74 of the 75 Iranian-made drones. The attack started Saturday, coming in waves for more than 6 hours and leaving 17,000 people without power in the region, according to Ukraine's energy ministry. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
U.S. lawmakers returned to work this week after the Thanksgiving holiday break, and funding for Ukraine remains a thorny issue on the agenda. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Senate Republicans are making it clear they won't support additional military aid for Ukraine unless it's paired up with security measures for the U.S. southern border to stem the flow of migrants.
President Biden has showed that he seems to care more about Ukraine's borders than he cares about America's borders.
That's Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox News Sunday. Congressman Jake Auchincloss, a Massachusetts Democrat, says conservative Republicans should be willing to just support Ukraine. A small bipartisan group has been working on compromise legislation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China's health ministry claims a surge in respiratory illnesses across the country that has drawn the attention of the World Health Organization is caused by the flu and other known pathogens and not a novel virus. The ministry called on local authorities to open more fever clinics and promote vaccinations among children and the elderly as the country grapples with a wave of respiratory illnesses in its first full winter since the removal of COVID-19 restrictions. The WHO earlier this week requested China provide information about a potentially worrying spike in respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in children. I'm Joe Ramsey.